there are large parts of the United States today that must seem, I would think, to a European as dystopian or possibly more dystopian than what I'm describing in my book. So there are large parts of many American cities that are absolute social nightmares, you know, just terrible, terrible situations. America is a country that may already have an enormous permanent underclass. And I do not think an enormous permanent underclass is a very good thing to have if you're attempting to operate something that at least pretends sometimes to be a democracy.